This song also, as you probably, you know, I always figured that time people listen to a whole set of our music, they've heard maybe just a little bit more than they want to know about my growing up in North Georgia. However, you know, if you listen to a lot of Bill Monroe's music, you might get tired of him singing about dead mothers and cabins on the hill, too. So, you know, you write about what you know about. Red, would you give my pick that you so cleverly dropped on the old marble stage?
I'll do even better than that.
Oh, nah, so I get it. Don't let me bother you. I prefer my own brand. Thank you very much.
Yes, dear.
Anyhow, this song, actually, I had all good intentions in the world when I wrote the song. It started out to be a gospel tune. You know, we're doing a lot of the bluegrass festivals down here in Florida. They like us to get up on Sunday morning and do a gospel set, and we really enjoy doing that. But I did think a little original material to sort of spice up all the Stamps, Baxter, Broadman, hymnal numbers would be appropriate. So I sat down and composed this gospel number. So to get myself in the gospel mood, I started thinking about church. And as you all know, when I was growing up, I attended the Baptist church. And as soon as I started thinking about church, I started thinking about what I used to think about when I was in church, which was, of course, primarily what we were going to have for dinner when we got back home from church. And now, y'all down here are no strangers to Sunday dinner, I am sure. We'd get home from church of a Sunday afternoon, and Mom would fix a great big old plate of fried chicken. To go along with that, we'd have a bowl of milk gravy, some of those Martha White biscuits, and we'd add fried okra, fried squash, green beans, black-eyed peas, corn on the cob, sliced tomatoes, all topped off with a big old glass iced tea. Well, you can see that, yes, my gospel song turned out to be a whole lot less about Jesus and a whole lot more about fried chicken. So we decided to call our new gospel tune, Fried Chicken. Well, when I was a little girl in petticoats and frills, we'd go to church on Sunday up in the Georgia hills. But listening to the preacher, my mind would start to roam. I'd think about the dinner we'd have when we got home. And we'd have
fried chicken
cooked in a big iron skillet, sliced tomato and a mess of black-eyed peas, hot biscuit and a bowl of mama's gravy, string beans cooked in fat fat, and a big old glass of tea. Well, mama did the cooking, but with help her, there's no doubt. Laurie put the plates on when Claire would get them out. Archie got the knives and forks, the spoons were left to me. And Nancy got the napkins and Daddy fixed the tea. And we'd have
fried chicken
cooked in a big iron skillet,
sliced tomato
and a mess of black-eyed peas, hot biscuit and a bowl of mama's gravy, string beans cooked in fat fat, and a big old glass of tea, all pick it red. I'm older and my southern seeds are sowed. We do a lot of traveling and eating on the road. When we pull into McDonald's and we order our Big Mac, I can see that Sunday dinner as my mind goes a-wandering back. When we'd have
fried chicken
cooked in a big iron skillet, sliced tomatoes and a mess of black-eyed peas, hot biscuit and a bowl with mama's gravy, string beans cooked in fat fat,
and a big old glass of tea.
Yeah! String beans cooked in fat fat, and a big old glass of tea. Thank you. Thank you, fried chicken lovers. Yes, indeed. We appreciate that. We got time to do a couple more here. Going to ask Casey and Chris just sit down on this one for 1 second. We'll recreate one of the old brother duets. Charlie and Bill Monroe used to do a lot of brother duets, and Charlie played the guitar, and his brother Bill played the mandolin. And this is one of the songs that they did, and we'll do this most especially for Marilyn Cherry over there. I seem to remember Marilyn liked this at one time. And she was so good to put up with me and all my banjo students over to her house yesterday for a workshop. It's one called "He Will Set Your Fields on Fire."
1, 2, 3.
There's a call that rings from the throne. It springs to those now gone astray, saying, "Come ye men with your load of sin down at the altar. Chevrolet. You have seemed to heed in the chains of greed your conscience every time. Be assured, my friend, if you still offend, he will set your fields on fire. Now if you don't from sin retire, he will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must fall. Now my friends, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with him free from every sin when he sets this world on fire.
Take a friend's advice, make the sacrifice, completely turn from sin. Taking up thy cross, counting earth as dross, let Jesus live within.
When temptation comes, you can face toward home, your heart will never tire. But rejoice and pray on that last great day when he sets this world on fire. Now if you don't from sin retire, he will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in death your soul must fall. Now my friends, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with him free from every sin when he sets this world on fire.
Thank you very much. Okay, guys, break's over.
Goodness gracious. We have time for one more number here. I want to remind you folks, come to see us down at the main stage, the amphitheater stage tonight at 10:10. And that looks like a really nice program they have going all evening. The special part of the program for Gamble, then Dale Kreider said, and we'll be closing out the show. So come on and see us there then. And come on and see us over here at the van after the show, because we've got record albums and 8-track tapes and cassettes and baby chicks and potted plants and, you know, painted turtles and cypress knee slabs for wall clocks and end tables and epoxy finishing supplies and thanks. Tweety Bird keychains. Whatever you want, we'll fix you right up.
Thank you, Red, for that brief commercial announcement. We'll close out here with another homemade tune. This is a song that I wrote for my youngest sister, Laurie. I'm sure a lot of you remember she used to play the bass for us when we were down here, and she was going to the University of Florida. Well, after about 2 years of playing over at the Orange and Brew at the university, she had her belly full of bluegrass music, and she decided what she really wanted to do with her life was become a medical doctor. And, of course, we were just so proud of her. She was the youngest of five girls and the last of the sisters we could run through the band on the bass fiddle. Of course, we didn't know about this one coming along at the time either. Anyhow, so I decided I want to do a little something special for Laurie when she left the band, so I sat down and wrote this song. It turned out to be a kind of a nice song, going away present. We worked it up in secret. Laurie didn't know a thing about it. The very last show date we played with her, we got another bass player to come up here on stage, take Laurie's place, sat her down on the front row there. You know, it was a very moving and emotional moment for me, you know, youngest sister leaving the band and all that. And we sang this song for Laurie. And unfortunately, Laurie had been celebrating her departure from the band earlier that afternoon, had consumed prodigious quantities of Kahlua mixed with Jack Daniels, and not only did she not remember the song, she didn't remember the evening. Yes, right. And when we took her home, dropped her off at her house, she did a double front flip out of the van, landed up in the yard. Anyhow, that was an interesting... This is an interesting microphone. I hope I... Am I doing okay with your mic here? I won't say what comes to mind. No. Oh, there. Yes, there. Okay, there we go. All right. Anyhow, we've kept this song in the show ever since, and we always like to send it out to Laurie. And so for once again, from the Florida Folk Festival, we'll send this out to Laurie at Augusta Medical College. It's called When You're Cutting on That Cold, Cold Corpse. Just remember where you could be. Gonna make a lot of money. What a wild and crazy plan. Oh, now, oh, Lord, you're leaving, and you're gonna study, gonna be an MD. So when you're cutting on that cold, cold corpse, just remember where you could be. Picking bluegrass at the Orange and Brew, singing Rocky Top, Tennessee. Singing
Fox on the run, you son of a gun. Won't you sing it once for me? Well, you miss me when you're gone. Augusta, Georgia is no place to be. So when you're cutting on that cold, cold corpse, just remember where you could be.
Thank you, Red and Murphy Henry. Aren't they wonderful? So much energy.